This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Guy Raz, and now to the kitchen. For 2 years, I've had a small pillbox of saffron in my pantry at home. I can't remember why I bought it, but it has sat in the cupboard untouched since then because I didn't know what to do with it. That is, until I met food writer Monica Bidet. Monica was born in India. She now lives outside Washington, D.C., where she writes a syndicated column called Seasonings. And the other week, she wrote about saffron, so I asked her to come by to chat and to cook.
Saffron is one of those spices where you can't have too much of a good thing. Mm. You know, great chefs always say if you can taste the saffron in a dish, you've gone too far.
You messed up.
You've completely messed up. It's all about the aroma. Now, I just opened up this little box of saffron for you to smell. It's all about the aroma. When I was growing up, when saffron was added in a dish, it always signified you were special.
Right.
They were going out of their way to add this very special, very expensive ingredient. And so it's done with a little pinch, just a little pinch on top, just a little pinch in the dish, enough for people to say, what's that?
Monica brought two recipes with her, a carrot leek soup and sweet yogurt with saffron, which is an Indian dessert. We began with the soup.
So all you need to do is just chop up your carrots, chop up your leeks. Everything goes in the pan. This is one of those wonderful soups that, you know, when you come back from office, put everything on the stove to boil. By the time you're done with your first glass of wine, your soup's going to be ready. What we're going to do now is just let the carrots cook down a little.
Right.
And then we're going to season this. So what we're going to season this with is a little bit of turmeric, a little bit of coriander, salt. And if you like, a touch of heat, maybe a little paprika, if not very strong, or a little cayenne, if you like it a little strong.
Right.
You know, when heat is added to spices, that's when they actually release their flavors.
Yeah.
So now you should start to smell. Kitchen smells just amazing.
Mmm. And you know what I should say, Monica? I always get stressed out when I hear cooking segments on the radio because I'm like, wait a minute, I missed that one. Everything's going to be at our website, npr.org. So the entire recipe will be there. This smells incredible. Can we just eat it now? So, Monica, here's the million-dollar question. Why is saffron so expensive? I mean, it's like thousands of dollars for a pound of it, right?
It is very expensive. So here's the reason. The saffron comes from a particular flower, a purple flower called the crocus, and it takes 75,000 crocus flowers to make 1 pound of saffron.
Wow.
So just to give you a visual, that's like a football field of flowers.
And does it grow all around the world?
The crocus flower originated in Greece, but, you know, it grows in the Kashmir Valley in India, it grows in Iran, it grows in Turkey, and now there's some new countries like New Zealand, I believe, they're starting to grow and sell saffron.
And by the way, since most of us are not going to Kashmir or Iran anytime soon, saffron is available at most supermarkets, and of course, you can get it through online retailers.
So now we're just going to add the broth. You can use any good quality broth. You can use homemade vegetable broth, chicken broth, any broth that you like to flavor this. Then we're going to add the saffron. Saffron releases itself the best in warm liquids.
So how much saffron, I mean, what's the rule of thumb with saffron?
So the rule of thumb with saffron when you're adding it to a dish is generally about 3 strands a person.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this probably be about a little more than half a teaspoon. A little pinch, not much. So, okay, tiny little pinch.
Got it.
Not even that much.
Okay, so while the soup simmered, we turned to dessert.
So this is a very typical Indian dessert that comes from the western part of India.
Monica thickened some plain yogurt overnight. She just dumped it into cheesecloth and set that over a strainer.
This is full-fat yogurt. If you're going to be using non-fat or fat-free yogurt, my suggestion would be to add a little bit of ricotta cheese. That'll give it some little bit of richness, which
right.
is always wonderful. And now you need to sweeten this. You can either do sugar, which we have, or you can do honey, which we have. If you're doing honey, just pick a honey that's, because we're doing saffron, pick a honey that's not very strongly flavored. Mm-hmm. Just a light,
clover
regular
honey.
Clover honey.
Right. Now, earlier in the morning, Monica took a pinch of saffron and threw it into a few tablespoons of warm cream. And then she let it soak. The saffron puffed up and the cream took on a glorious reddish hue. The cream was then poured into the yogurt.
And that yogurt is just taking on that saffron color now that you poured that liquid in there.
So now here's the point where, you know, if you're ready to serve it, you can just put it in a beautiful bowl and it's ready to go. But if you want to go that little extra step to make it look really pretty, I would put it through one of those pastry bags with a really nice nozzle at the end.
Yeah.
And then just squeeze it out into a bowl. It looks beautiful.
All right, so we've got the dessert, Monica. I've got to try it.
Okay,
I'm going to try it before the soup is ready.
And the taste is just close to perfect. It's clean and earthy with a slight tang from the yogurt and a subtle sweetness from the honey. So with the dessert done, we check back on the soup.
So come and smell.
So the soup is almost ready to go.
It's almost ready to go.
Hmm.
Let it boil a little
bit. That smells so good.
Now, one thing I noticed about Monica while we were cooking is she never tasted anything the entire time. No sticking spoons in the pot.
You know, I grew up in a Hindu household where, first of all, the kitchen is considered sacred. So everything that you're cooking in it is sacred. And the first portion of the food is always for the gods. So if you actually taste while you're cooking, you're making the food impure.
Yeah.
So I remember when my grandmother would cook, we're cooking by sound, by sight, by smell. And when everything would be done, the first plate of food would be given out to the animals in the back. You know, usually there'd be a dog or a cow or something in the back, because they say animals carry the spirit of God because they're so pure.
No animals here, though, so I'll be the first taster. But first, it goes into the blender. We add a touch of that saffron-infused cream we used in the dessert. We place a few strands of saffron on top, and it's ready.
It's decadent without being bad for you. How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got all the vegetables, and we just barely added a touch of cream. So now we'll let you taste it and see what you think.
All right. So good.
Oh, I'm so glad.
It's great. And you know what? It has that, I can't describe it, Monica. I cannot describe. That's the thing about saffron. You can't describe it.
I think that means I passed the test.
I think so. But it has that kind of earthiness, that kind of full body sort of thing going on.
Yeah.
This yogurt, you got your dinner.
You've got your dinner.
Yeah. That's food writer Monica Bidet. She's the author most recently of Modern Spice, Inspired Indian Flavors for the Modern Kitchen. You can find the full recipe for her carrot saffron soup and the yogurt with saffron dessert at our website, npr.org. Monica, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And by the way, Melissa, apparently a lot of people are convinced of saffron's medicinal qualities. It's considered to be an antidepressant in Iran.
Inka, I'm intrigued by that notion of saffron desserts.
And, it is actually. You know, I actually made that saffron-infused cream a few days ago, and then I mixed it with an egg and dipped a thick slice of bread into that mixture, and it made amazing French toast.
But did you bring any in for the rest of us?
I will, I promise you.
No. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.